I put in a question to the minister last week asking for a list of all the schools in the country that have only temporary accommodation for their children. And when the list came back, the most glaring absence on it was that the Gael School and the Kiramaisu in Donegal Town didn't appear on the list at all. And I think that's very worrying when you see that the government yesterday announced the capital programme, and one of the main planks in the educational capital programme is to do away with the use of prefabs. And if a school can't even appear on the department's list, how can they hope to have a new building?
Your fear is now other schools in Donegal potentially could lose out as well.
That's right, Donal. You would have to wonder just what schools are missing off the list. And I do know, for example, the St Mary's National School in Stranorlar has a large number of prefabs, but it also has some permanent buildings. It wouldn't have been covered by this question, but I wonder, does the department actually know that what schools they have that they need to provide permanent buildings for? And it doesn't augur well for the rollout of the capital programme into the future and providing proper facilities for the children that need them.
The other matter of concern is we're in a period where the education authorities, the minister and others, are talking about diversification, they're talking about choice, they're talking about breaking away from the old church-controlled model of national education. The reality is the vast majority of the schools that are existing at present in prefabs only are Gael Scoileanna, are Educate Together schools. They are the alternatives.
That's right, and they are the new model that the government wants to encourage and develop. But you know, they've been very slow in providing the actual buildings in that there, and particularly in the case of the Gael School in Donegal Town, the department owns the site, and full planning permission has been acquired for a new school, but yet the government has continuously refused to provide any funding for it. And perhaps now we see why, because the department's not even aware of it on the list of schools that need new buildings.